So the willingness to be the prey is the willingness for whatever happens, happens. Whatever this means, I'm gonna not try to escape it. I'm gonna let the profound, let's call it, catch me. And it'll do with me what it will. I don't know if it's going to give me dinner and set me free once and for all, or if it's going to skin me alive. That's what all the fear we all have is about.
So it's an attitude.
You could say that, yeah. That's fair. It's the attitude of the prey rather than the hunter.
Okay.
So the finder, he who would become a finder rather than stay a seeker, is he who is willing to be the prey and give up the superior, seems like superior position of being the hunter. And become the hunted. It doesn't rationally sound right. It doesn't make rational, intuitive sense. But you can't get the truth. You can only let the truth get you. And I'll say it again. I don't have the slightest doubt that you have found exactly what you say you found. And that is finding. You are a finder. But that finding has awakened in you, as it does for most who find, a desire to hold on to it, to have it be there all the time.
Yeah.
That's the trap of the spiritual seeker, the sincere spiritual seeker, and for better or worse, the successful finder. Most of us would say this. I've gotten a glimpse. That's the word I hear all the time, people say. I've had many glimpses. And those glimpses make us greedy to make it our permanent condition, let's say. But that doesn't work, because then we've turned it into something that belongs to us. And the truth doesn't belong to anybody. But you can belong to the truth. You can be swallowed up by the divine. And what that takes is the willingness to be swallowed, which is another way of saying the willingness to be the prey rather than the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as the willingness to disappear, the willingness to die, the willingness to become nothing, the willingness to see what it means when the unknown takes you.
The analogy you used about the fish.
Yeah,
the analogy that you used about the fish, when the bear eats the fish and the fish, when it's dying, it's struggling.
I'm doing a lot of animal talk, I guess.
Yeah. It works. It's better than spiritual talk, I guess, but I can definitely relate to that. I can definitely relate to that. So what you said was, I think that something sank in. Thank you. I hope so.
Well, you want to find out?
Yes.
So see if right now you can relax into yourself and see if you can shift that long-time mode of the hunter. See if you can, what you call an attitude change, see if right now you can shift your attitude from hunter to hunted. See what it feels like to, rather than sit in yourself as the hunter, sit in yourself as the prey. And meaning, allowing truth to get you in its sights and do with you as it's going to do. Really be the prey. Really be not the one in the superior position. It's really a humbling. Allowing yourself to be humbled. I mean, what's more humble than being the prey?